In baseball news, facing the threat of a lifetime ban for the alleged use of performance-enhancing drugs, Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez says he's ready to return and wants to play Friday in the game against the Rays. On Wednesday, Rodriguez sought a second medical opinion on his leg injury from Dr. Michael Gross, who initially said that his reading of the MRI showed no damage to his quad that should keep him off the field. It was later revealed that Gross didn't examine A-Rod. On the scoreboard, checking the American League, Texas beat the Yankees 3-1. Tampa Bay defeated the Red Sox 5-1. It was Oakland over Houston 4-3. The Angels blanked Minnesota 1-0. Cleveland cruised ahead of Seattle 10-1. Kansas City passed Baltimore 4-3. And Detroit won against the White Sox 6-2. In the National League, the Mets fell to Atlanta 8-2. Pittsburgh doubled up Washington 4-2. Milwaukee topped San Diego 3-1. St. Louis slid past Philadelphia 11-3. Colorado 2. Miami 1. The Cubs edged ahead of Arizona 7-6 in 12 innings, and Cincinnati beat San Francisco 8-3. At Saratoga Racecourse, Kittens Dumplings won the Grade 2 Lake George Stakes for trainer Michael Mager with jockey Joel Rosario aboard, paying $5 to win. In other sports news, 2 days before training camp, Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he's shocked and disappointed that former tight end Aaron Hernandez is facing a murder charge. Hernandez, meanwhile, was in court for a probable cause hearing yesterday that was postponed to next month. Finally, the United States men's soccer team has advanced to the Gold Cup final after defeating Honduras 3-1 in Arlington, Texas. Landon Donovan scored twice and had an assist. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.